Welcome to Behind the News, where we talk to aspiring journalists. I'm Eitan Hirsch. We're here today with Jonathan Elbaz, here to talk to us about an article for a website called Live Music Guide about Kings of Leon. Thanks for being here, John.
Thanks for having me.
So first, can you tell me a little bit about this website, how you got involved?
Right. Live Music Guide, our attempt is to be the largest global source for live music. We have a daily updated blog where we publish music news stories, album reviews, and information on artist stories. We also have a live music search engine where users can go onto the site and search for any music that's around them at any time. So if you want to find out what's going on in DC tonight, you can go to Live Music Guide and see dozens of shows that are going on in your area. But for this specific article, it was just one of the blog entries that I wrote, a column about a couple months ago talking about Kings of Leon and kind of their change in sound.
That sounds great. So what exactly did you talk about for how their sound changed?
Right. So if anyone's familiar with the Kings of Leon, they started off as a southern rock band. This really dirty guitar and kind of Caleb Followell's raspy voice. It was really simple music, really short compressed jams, but it was a lot of fun. And about in 2008, they kind of had a dramatic shift. They focused more on big, wide arrangements and reverb guitars and very big vocals. And while the new sound got them like plenty of popularity, if you ever know Sex on Fire and You Somebody, ruled rock radio for 6 months at a time, it definitely, in my mind, took away from their personality. The music wasn't as spontaneous or just really fun as it used to be.
Mm-hmm. So, would you say you prefer their older style of music or their newer style?
Right. I love both. They're probably one of my favorites. But if I had to pick between one, I'd definitely pick the former, just because it was just fun. It made me got my body moving. Like it made me take on the day. I feel like some of the newer stuff is more of a adult contemporary and meant for mainstream radio. And I mean that's great too. I love it, but didn't have the personality and the, just the punch the other stuff did.
Right. So what else can you tell us about the website?
Right. The website, we're exploding pretty fast. We have a few viral articles that we published in the past couple weeks, which are just kind of going all over the place. We published one about the 14 covers that are better than the original, which is a story written by one of our writers that got onto the cover of Dig.com and went many places. We had thousands of views. Also, we've written other stories like the best musical moments in movies and the most sampled artists. And the site is just really doing well, and I'm happy to be a part of it.
That sounds great. Well, thanks for being here today.
Thank you.